is the rapture of those who are walking in all the light that God has given them. Not just believers. You say, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, my Bible tells me that the devils believe and they tremble. So believing's not enough. You've got to live for Jesus. Amen. Make him, amen, head and Lord of your life. Amen. Do what he tells you to do. And saints, we got him to answer to, not man, amen, at the end of time. Rabbi Hoshaya, praise you, wonderful Jesus. And you're going to go to one or four places. We've learned that in the Word of God, one out of four places, every human being that has ever been on this planet, amen, will go to one or four places. The new heavens, the Bible talks about that in Revelation chapter 21. The new earth, amen, which is going to be seven times larger. And the Bible says also that the sun will become seven times larger in order to minister, amen, the solar sun, minister to the enlarged earth. Also, amen, there's going to be a new city that hangs between heaven and earth. That's all in Revelation. Now, most people say, well, I'm going to either go to heaven or I'm going to go to hell. But not so. Amen, you'll either go to heaven, amen, you'll go to the lake of fire, because eventually that great wheel called hell, it rotates like a wheel. Amen. God's going to take hell and he's going to cast it into the lake of fire. Amen. Hell is for the torment of the soul. The lake of fire is for the torment of the spirit. And he'll take hell and eventually put it into the lake of fire. So there'll be the lake of fire, the new heavens, amen, the new earth, or the new city. That's four places, amen. Someone's going to dwell, or everyone's going to dwell in one out of those four. I want to make it into the new city, because my Bible tells me there's no night or day there. Amen. There's no wheel of turning there. It's day only. Amen. And the Lamb and God, amen, and the bride will dwell there. That's what the Bible says. The new heavens, amen, you'll find some dwelling there. Amen. There's a place for every Christian. There's no way in the world, amen, that I'll say, well, this denomination ought to be like ours. Now, you hear a lot of preachers preach that. You hear a lot of people, I mean, talking about, well, this Baptist doctrine, this Methodist, this. Everyone has their place. Every denomination has their place. They're all going to dwell somewhere in eternity future. Amen. But tonight I'm concerned about our soul. I'm concerned about people's soul out there. Amen. If I can get you into heaven, amen, at least you escaped hell, okay? So we're going to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 tonight, and we're going to see the destiny of man's soul. And we're going to look at one of the most dreadful destinies of man's soul that's without the Lord, and that's hell. Like I said, it's not a very popular subject, but I'm going to prove it to you in the Word of God tonight. Now, I told you I was going a completely different direction. Then all of a sudden, the Lord said, go on hell. He said, go to hell. You know what I mean? Go to the subject of hell. Amen. Y'all hear me out, okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Like I told you, I'm liable to say anything up here. Okay. Chapter 8. Let's go to it. Verse 17. Now, you know, the beast has a destiny. But man has a destiny, okay? And the beast and the man, they don't go to the same place. They have a diversity of destinies there. And we're going to check this out. A lot of people use this scripture here to try to do away with, amen, an everlasting place of torment. Ecclesiastes 8:17. Then I beheld all the work of God. I'm going to say this scripture, amen, I'm quoting it to you, and then I want to pray that God will quicken his word, amen. That I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Okay? Y'all get that? I didn't either. So let's pray and ask the Lord, amen, to quicken his word to us. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. And Lord, we cannot understand your word with the light of the star, the sun, and the moon, Lord, through our own carnal understanding. Father, we depend on you tonight. We depend on your spirit to quicken your word. Lord, I stand before you as a man in need, Lord, of spiritual light. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you'll not honor me, but honor your word tonight. I pray for your quickening power, Lord, to light upon this word. Let your spirit light on this word.